Mayor. First of all, good morning, and thank you all for joining us in the ever-improving Village of Catskill. Thank you for being here. Through the days, we have a lot of people come to the Village of Catskill, have a lot of events. But I really think today is a very special day in the Village of Catskill. And we're going to talk a little bit about why. But first, let me introduce a couple folks that are here. First up, Mr. Harry Lennon. He's a county legislator from Carroll. Harry. Alex Becky, who is the supervisor of the shopping. We have a soccer outfit on today, looking good. Came right here from a soccer game. Next up, Larry Gardner, Hunter legislator. Hey! Next up, our very own Tom Poker, the Democratic chair. And last but not least, the Independence Party chairman, George Acker. George. It is my pleasure to be here, quite frankly, to stand next to our next governor of the great state of New York, Andy Cuomo. Yesterday I was emailed some talking points, but most of you know me, I don't follow them too well. Sometimes write my own stuff, so I'll be fast. I am fortunate enough to work, I call it my real job, in the private sector and also a part-time president, mayor of the village. I see the best and the worst of both of those worlds. But from where I stand, I believe that Andrew Cuomo has been one of the finest attorney generals in the history of our state. He has shown that government can work for the people. He always makes performance, integrity, and independence his top priority. Time and time again, he has crossed party lines and reached out to Republicans and independents alike, ultimately getting things done for us here in New York. Yeah. In May, Andrew announced he was running for governor, pledging to clean up the ethical mess in Albany, getting our state's fiscal house in order, and getting control of our property taxes even right here in Catskill. Those property taxes are squeezing us right here and all over New York State. I got to see the plan, I reviewed it, and I wholeheartedly support it. Yeah. At the opening, you heard me mention the ever-improving Village of Catskill. It's a slogan we brought on maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And we really brought it on to make sure people understood what our mission was in Catskill, to make it every day look for ways to improve and make it a better place to live for our constituents and for the folks in our area. One point in the plan talks about consolidating and sharing services, and this has been a hot topic for us recently here in our community. We know we need to do this. We know we need to do this to stabilize and hopefully lower the total tax burden we feel every day. This plan will help us. In fact, every component of this plan benefits all of us right here in Catskill, and it helps continue our mission here to improve and build a better life for our families and for our children of this community. So while I'm talking about families, here, somewhere, I have my beautiful wife, Gwen. Where is she? All right. Awesome. Nice one. Beautiful. Three daughters. Yes, I still have my hair. Bella. Bella, 7 years old. Lily, 5 years old. But, unfortunately, to get them to come here, I had to tell them that Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber were going to be here. So somebody better produce a funky outfit and a 12-year-old cute kid, because we're going to have some problems after. My oldest, Mackenzie, she's 21. And I'm going to tell you a little story, just bear with me here. Every once in a while she borrowed, we're going to embarrass her here, but every once in a while she borrows money from us. And my wife has a little sticker up on the refrigerator. Well, it's got a little tally. Sometimes she pays back sometimes. So last time I looked, when I was writing this, it's at about $4 million. So she decides to work that off babysitting and things like that. So, I'm telling my girls that, you know, she's going to be taking them to the prom, because by the time she gets that money paid off, they're still going to be at it. But on a serious note, in our current environment, I honestly have a difficult time convincing Mackenzie, my 21-year-old, to stick around New York, to stick around Catskill, to be part of our family. It's you know, many people grow up and they say, oh, we got to get out of here. The spirit of the plan that I reviewed focuses on attracting and retaining the best and the brightest, keeping them in New York and giving them jobs that pay well and makes it a livable place here, so you're not in debt on my refrigerator getting going with your life. I am here as a Republican, but I'm here as someone who knows that Andrew Cuomo is the right man at the right time to get our state government back on track and make it work for us, the people of New York. I am proud to support Andrew to be our next governor, because I know that even though we are members of different political parties, Andrew will be our partner in Albany and will help get things done for us here in Catskill and all through New York. There is a true pride in New York. I don't want to see us lose that. I want to be part of the new New York Andrew's going to deliver. Thank you. Yeah. Next, I'd like to introduce my friend, the county legislator, whose name is not on my refrigerator, by the way. County legislator Forrest Cotton. Come on.
Thank you, Vinny, and thank you everyone for coming out this morning on this very hot day. I want a quick thank you for the Second Baptist Church for providing us the chairs, Frank Cuthbert for providing us his place, and Second Baptist Church has a nice chicken barbecue across the street, so if you guys are hungry before you leave, please feel free to stop in there as well. My name is Forrest Cotton. I'm a county legislator here in Catskill, and very proud to stand here today to welcome Andrew Cuomo to Catskill and his daughters, who we'll introduce in a minute. Andrew has started his tour here in Catskill, and we're very proud to have him here today, and I have some remarks written that I'd like to read to you. Before I do that, introduce my son. This is Ian. Shannon is here. My daughter Kate's on a sleepover, so she's not present with us now. Vinny said a lot before, and I'm going to echo some of those thoughts now. Andrew is about getting things done here in New York. 3.5 years ago, became one of the most outstanding attorney generals in the history of the state of New York. He has never shied away from a tough fight and shown that government can work for the people. As attorney general, he led the nation in an effort to reform student loan industry to make it easier for students and families here in New York and across the country to pay for college. He's cracked down on health care and mortgage fraud that have cost New Yorkers millions of dollars and fought hard against the corruption that paralyzed our state government, still does. When he ran for attorney general, he promised to address real problems for real people in real time, and is more than delivered. And now, he is the right man at the right time to make our state government work again, just as Vinny said. In these difficult times, New Yorkers need and demand solutions to the tough problems they confront every day. From too little accountability in our government to institutions and the largest corporations to outright corruption and fraud, New Yorkers are looking for government to truly serve the public good. And Andrew Cuomo is that leader with experience, the integrity, and the independence to get things done for all New Yorkers. Thank you. Yeah. One final thank you also is Michael the Benedictus, which is our town receiver of taxes, is the provider of our microphone services for today. And before I leave, I would like to now introduce Andrew's beautiful daughter, Mariah, who will make some more comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cotton. Hello, my name is Mariah, and thank you so much for having us here. The governor of New York has to have the knowledge, experience, compassion, drive, and right plan in order to succeed. My father, Andrew Cuomo, is a shining example of these qualities. As his daughter, I see his values up close and on a personal level. I understand his goals and morals. Through hearing his plan of action and seeing what he has done in the past, and most importantly, knowing his love and compassion for the people of New York, I know that he will do great things for the state. My father has proven that he can get things done for the people. In the federal government with Bill Clinton and as Attorney General, he fights the good fight and he wins. My father not only has proven what he can do, but he has a plan for the future, which will be cleaning up Albany and getting the state's finances in order. I think the reason my father works as hard as he does is because he loves New York. It is his home and he wants it to be my home. He wants me to stay in New York and he wants New York to be as good or better as it was for him, for us. My dad is smart. He works hard and he works for the people. He will always be on your side. It is my pleasure to introduce the next governor of New York with your help, Andrew Cuomo.
Mayor Seeley, technically President Seeley. Let's give the President a round of applause. And first to the President. He is doing a great job. You feel his energy at the microphone. You feel the energy through the streets of Catskill, frankly. It's a pleasure to be back. I've been here many times, but it does feel like it's ever improving and you feel a different energy. And I think that's in part thanks to your leadership, Mr. Mayor, and we all thank you very much. The mayor said he was a Republican. I didn't know that, by the way. I don't know, but he said he's a Republican, but it doesn't matter. And I think that's exactly right. This election is not going to be about the old political labels. You know, we're Democrats, we're Republicans, we're independents. Before any of that, we are New Yorkers. And that's what we have to remember, and that's how we have to act first as New Yorkers. Let's come together, put aside the politics, and let's solve the problems of the state of New York once and for all. Thank you for leading the way on that, Mayor. Thank you. So Mr. Cotton, thank you very much. Ian, thank you for bringing your father out with you today. We appreciate that. You heard from Mariah. I have one of my other jewels here. Michaela, why don't you stand up? She's a great actor. And thank you all. Thank you for taking the time to come out. And I know it's hot, and I know you've heard a lot, but a couple of points, because I think this is really an important election. I believe in my many, many years, this is the most important election for the state of New York in my lifetime. That simple. And not to be overly dramatic, but I think this state is really at a tipping point. And there's a fork in the road, and either we're going to get our act together, and we're going to clean up our house, and we're going to make this state work, and we're going to make it the great state it should be, or if we keep doing business as usual, this is going to be a different place and a different state than the state that we grew up in. I believe that. I believe this is a lot of chips on the table on this election. And it's not about Democrat, Republican. It's about a government of competence and performance and integrity. It's not about the labels. It's about the performance. And this government has never been as bad as this state government is today. I've watched it for a lot of years. I've been around for a lot of years. It's never been this bad. The good news is we know what we have to do. We need to change it. We need fundamental reform. We need radical reform. And we know what we need to do. We have to clean up Albany. We have to have a government that you can trust and a government that you can believe in. And you have to have a legislature that you understand who they represent. And they're supposed to represent the people of the state of New York, not the lobbyists, not the special corporations, not the campaign dollars, they work for the people of New York. And we need a new spirit of transparency and disclosure and ethics so the legislature represents the people. We have to get our fiscal house in order. And this state government is going to have to do what every person in this room did, what every family in this state did. There's an economic equation. I have the same economics conversation with my daughter. As a matter of fact, all of my daughters. You can only spend what you have. That's how life works. Usually, you can only spend the money you have. If you don't have money, then you can't spend money. That's a simple economic formula. That's what the legislature in Albany has to understand. The income is down in the state. Why? Because the economy is slowed, so the income is down. So the state is going to have to adjust its budget. And every person has done that, every family has done that, every business has done that. When the income is down, the expenses have to be dropped. And the alternative is not raising taxes. Because there's no one who's in a position to pay more taxes. Anybody in this room who can pay more state taxes? No. So that's not an alternative. So it's time to get the state's fiscal house in order and take that government and make it work better. There are 1,000 state agencies. You can't tell me you need all 1,000 state agencies. Over the past 10 years, the government was growing and growing and growing because the revenues were in, and we just can't afford that level of government anymore. And it's not just the state, the mayor's exactly right. You know how many local governments we have in the state of New York? Over 10,000. 10,000 local governments. Greene County, 113 governments in Greene County. You know what that is? That's one government for every 433 people. One government for every 433 people. You just can't afford it anymore. That means every morning when you wake up as a taxpayer in New York State, 10,000 governments, that's 10,000 light switches, 10,000 staffs, 10,000 fleets of cars. We have to consolidate, we have to find efficiencies, we have to recalibrate, we have to make the government work for today. We're going to have to right-size the government. We're going to have to get the New York State government being about jobs. You know what it's all about? It's about bringing back high-paying jobs. And that's the tax base. And making New York a state that businesses want to come to. I spent 8 years in the federal government with Bill Clinton. I worked in every state in the nation. Almost every state is better at attracting and keeping jobs than the state of New York. We have a hangover arrogance in New York, where we just assume businesses are going to come here and businesses are going to stay here. Maybe that was true at one time. Today, businesses can move. Businesses can leave, and they will. You keep raising taxes, you keep raising regulatory burdens, you make it hard for them, they will leave. That's what we have to be cognizant of. And this state government, I was trying to explain this to my daughters. I was in a college class a few weeks ago, and I was talking about the state government. And they were talking about the state government. And there was a total disconnect in what we were talking about. And I was talking about something totally different than they were talking about. Part of it is, as my daughters like to point out, maybe like a language thing that I was having. Part of it is this state government of the past 4 years, 5 years, 10 years is a very different government than the government I'm talking about. The state government I know is not this state government. The state government I know, I learned about 30 years ago. When I went to work for a governor of the state of New York, I was 22 years old. I was a kid. I went up to Albany to work with a fellow named Mario Cuomo. And at that time, the state government, on the mayor's point, it wasn't about Democrats and Republicans. These were people of honor, and these were people of integrity who came together to work for the people of the state. And they were Democrats and they were Republicans, and they argued. My father loved to argue. He still loves to argue, Grandpa. He argues about anything. You say good morning, it's an argument. So they had their arguments. But at the end of the day, they shook hands and they got the job done. They balanced the budget, they passed the laws, and they made this the greatest state in the nation. The government worked. The government worked, and you were proud of the government. And you were proud to be a New Yorker. And you were proud to pick up the newspaper and read about the great public officials who were in the state of New York. This state government has been an embarrassment. You don't want to open up the paper. Who knows what you're going to read next? That's the state government I see, and that's the state government I know, and that's the state government I want to bring back. The most progressive government in the United States. This state government attracted the best and the brightest from all across the country. If you were a public servant, you wanted to come to work in the New York state government. Every other state followed New York state to determine what to do. The federal government followed New York state. We came up with the laws, we came up with the state programs, and they followed us. That's what this government is really all about. That's what public service is really all about. That's what the state government is really all about. And why do we do all of it? The mayor said it right with McKenzie. We want McKenzie to live here. We want McKenzie to stay here. Forrest wants Ian to stay here. I want Mariah and Michaela and Kara to stay here. This is my home. This is the state that made me who I am, made my family who I am. This is the state that I love from one end to the other. I don't want my children to move away to find their future. I want my children to stay here. And I want the New York of tomorrow to be better than the New York of yesterday. I want to give my kids better than I had. That's my obligation as a parent. That's my responsibility as a citizen. And that's what this campaign is all about. That the mayor can give his family better. That the legislator can give his family better. And that I, as governor, can do whatever I can do to make the life and the state for our children better than it was for us. Isn't that why we're all here? Not just today, but in general. Thank you, and God bless you.